Well, the next presidential debate is 2 weeks away, and the debate has begun over canceling the remaining ones. The first one, so stomach-churning, President Trump interrupting Joe Biden, according to counts, over 70 times, that the Commission on Presidential Debates said it will make changes to the format, possibly including cutting off microphones. But will changes be enough? Margaret Sullivan, media columnist for The Washington Post, suggests maybe not. And Margaret, you write, the debate commission should seriously consider allowing the vice presidential debate to take place next Wednesday and calling off the other two presidential debates. Why? Won't things like mic shutoffs go a long way?
So, Robin, I wrote that piece right after I watched the debate, along with millions of people in the United States. And it was a very painful and not very enlightening viewing experience. I don't think that these debates are really constructive at this point unless they change radically. And it's hard to imagine, you know, the debate commission said and has said in recent days or the last day that, you know, they're looking at some structural changes. I don't know what that could be that is really going to fix this. They have not come out and said we're going to do a mute button or a mic kill or something like that. That's still to be named. I guess that would help. It's hard to imagine that anything short of that would be very helpful. Yeah. I don't think that, you know, here are the rules. Well, there were rules before, and they were largely ignored by the president.
Well, you know, a couple things, and then the president's supporters who think he won think that that kind of changing is somehow putting a thumb on the scale for Joe Biden. We'll get to that. But here's a little of the debate today on CNN. Frank Bruni of The New York Times and David Frum of The Atlantic had some thoughts about this. Here's first Frank Bruni on why the debate should be canceled.
We saw Donald Trump basically use that built-in enormous national audience to try to subvert democracy, you know, to kind of continue saying that this election is fraudulent, that it's rigged, to kind of send the signal to people that they should not trust anything. I don't know why we would continue collaborating in that.
And here's David Frum's response.
There is no way to expunge the shame of this presidency. It's going to be on the history books forever. And I understand the impulse to say that wasn't us. We didn't do that. That didn't happen to us. But it did. It's part of American history. You have to see, if you're going to do anything about it, you have to see it.
Margaret, take that up. You have to hear from President Trump himself.
I guess what I'd say about that is it's already on the books, David Frum. We've already seen this horrible debate. We don't need to see it again. It is interesting to think about how a town hall debate where ordinary people, you know, real voters, whatever we want to call citizens of the United States, are participating. That adds a whole new element to this. You know, something better happen between now and then, or it's going to be even more chaotic than this week's debate. And that is just something that we don't want. I will say that it is useful, I think, for Americans to see how the president behaves up to a point. But I don't know that we need to say it three times. And I think most Americans already know that.
And they disagree on what they see. I mean, you know that. I mean, most analysts feel that while this wasn't Joe Biden's best night, he did say shut up to a president. They do agree that, and focus groups seem to agree, that he won the night, that Trump, according to one of Frank Luntz, the Republican poll taker, one person in his group said Donald Trump came off as a crackhead. But you know Trump's many supporters, including those at Fox, feel he won and that these changes are people on the left scrambling to take away what they like best about him, that he did make it like world wrestling.
Well, I don't buy the idea that Trump did himself any good during this debate. I mean, for his core base, for the people who for whom he could indeed go out into Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, as he himself said, and not lose a vote, okay, they're still with him. I understand that. But I think that many Americans saw that and were pretty turned off. You know, I think that, you know, that deed has been done. What we need to look at is, you know, how can these debates serve the public? And is there anything that the debate commission can do between now and a couple weeks from now to really fix this? And I think that would be great if they can, but I'm doubtful.
Yeah. Well, Margaret Sullivan, we'll post people to your column. You write in it that Chris Wallace was trying to shout directions to a gale force hurricane. It will be interesting to see the next debate as a town hall if he will treat undecided voters and their questions the same way. Margaret Sullivan, media columnist for The Washington Post, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Robin.
And listeners, weigh in at hereandnow.org. Cancel them, have them.